Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, April 17th. A new police station in West Grey is officially moving ahead. Council voted yesterday to award an $8.8 million contract for the construction of the new West Grey Police Headquarters in Durham. Kevin Eccles is West Grey's mayor.
This will be one of the bigger projects that West Grey has entered into, and look forward to watching it happen.
There's going to be some public transit disruptions due to the Alpha Street construction project in Owen Sound. City officials say to expect longer bus travel times to the transit terminal, as well as changes to several routes and bus stops starting next week. Brook Route bus stops will temporarily close along Alpha Street between 6th Avenue West and Nichols Gully, as well as on 10th Street at 3rd and 8th Avenues West. But city officials say there will be a few new stops added to better serve those in the affected areas. Saugeen Shores is expanding its contribution to the Bruce County Municipal Housing Allowance Program. Council approved this week to increase the town's annual commitment to $150,000. The Municipal Housing Allowance Program launched in 2022 with an aim to address affordability for low-income households and rental units in Bruce County. Luke Charbonneau is Saugeen Shores' mayor.
This is a relatively small program, but getting to be a bigger program. 30 families now supported by this program, which is not going to solve the whole problem, but also not insignificant. Hopefully we can continue to grow that.
South Bruce OPP say they've located a teen who'd been reported missing from the Walkerton area yesterday. Police say he was found in good health. The Aaron Eldersley Community Business Association is planning its first ever community yard sales. They'll be held in Paisley, Chesley, Tara, and Allenford next month. The idea is for everyone who would like to take part to set up a yard sale on their properties. You can find out the dates and more about the Aaron Eldersley Community Yard Sales at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. In national news, the federal government's 2024 budget includes higher taxes on wealthier Canadians. The capital gains tax on those making over $250,000 a year will rise from 50% to 66%. The excise tax is also increasing on cigarettes and vaping supplies. And it was also announced the government would spend $48 million over 4 years to forgive the schooling loans of early childhood educators. And we'll be getting an update from police today about a massive gold heist at Toronto's Pearson Airport 1 year ago. Officials say someone handed over forged paperwork to give them access to over $24 million worth of gold bars. Police have now reportedly made arrests in the case. It's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a bounce at the open this morning. Futures contracts slightly higher in pre-market trading. After a mixed close yesterday, the Dow was up 63 points to 37,798, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell. The TSX also closed lower 97 points to 21,642. Bitcoin is little change this morning, trading at around 62,900 US. The price of oil is off a half percentage point, 84.75 per barrel, while gold is trading flat at just over 2,400 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 72.42 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Florida beat the Leafs and Boston lost to Ottawa. That means the Panthers finished first in the Atlantic. Toronto will play Boston in round one. The Bruins have won six straight playoff series against the Leafs. Auston Matthews didn't score, so do you sit him tonight in Tampa to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs, or do you let him go for 70 goals, Sheldon Keefe?
We'll talk about it.
Philadelphia needed a win in regulation time to keep their playoff hopes alive, so they pulled the goalie and Washington scored an empty net game winner with 3 minutes to go. That put the Caps in the playoffs. Here's Alex Ovechkin.
Would take it, thanks, really.
The Blue Jays defeated the Yankees. They'll go for their first sweep this afternoon, and the Lakers in Sacramento clinch playoff spots in the NBA's play-in games. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Hockey Canada announced its roster for the U18 Men's World Hockey Championship, and Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George is on it. The tournament starts next week in Finland. And in the PJHL playoffs tonight, it's Game 4 of the North Conference Final at the P&H Center between the Hanover Barons and Alliston Hornets. Hanover holds a 2-1 series lead. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The Wednesday weather's up next. Showers today, possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon, windy as well, a high of 9. Tonight, rain ending after midnight, then cloudy, a low of 8, and cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some showers and 9.